Druid Report. Tell us a little bit about that. We have just about a minute.
That is a weekly blog. Every Wednesday evening, I put up a post on the future of industrial society or some theme related to it. And that's http://thearchdruidreport.blogspot.com. On the other hand, if you have trouble remembering that, simply use a search engine for the word Archdruid. It's usually on the first page.
There we go. Okay, well, thank you very much, John Michael Greer, the author of Dark Age America. Thank you for being with us.
And thank you for having me.
And this has been Fight the Empire. Stay tuned to KBOO, your radio station.
That's right. KBOO Portland is your community radio station. 1 minute before 10 o'clock. We're about 15 minutes away from doing a special. We've got no flashpoints today. Instead, we've got Cover to Cover, a special show from KPFA. That is coming up. Also, we'll have Between the Covers at 11 o'clock this morning with your host, David Naiman. Up next, Chris Andre is in the building with Air Cascadia. So stick around. That is coming up next.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Montevilla Jazz Festival taking place August 20th and 21st at Portland Metro Arts in Portland. The Montevilla Jazz Festival focuses on Portland's originally composed progressive jazz scene and will feature Jeff Baker, The In-Betweens, the Jessica Smith Big Band, Batita Differente, and many more, including a full lineup on the student stage. Again, that's the Montevilla Jazz Festival taking place August 20th and 21st at Portland Metro Arts, 9003 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, August 18, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM on the air and KBOO.fm on the web. Wherever it is, it's your community radio station because you made it that way. Thanks to everyone out there who is a supporter, member of KBOO. And kicking this right off today, we have Robert Crate with Citizen Action Wisconsin. As we've pointed out and noted repeatedly over the last few years, Wisconsin really has proved to be the bellwether of the rest of the nation. I like that. So Scott Walker, not as crazy as Donald Trump, maybe. He seems to be able to accomplish what Trump talks about, to the great misfortune of the people of Wisconsin. That said, we also are going to try to touch base with Jonas Megram. He's on the communications team at Sacred Stone Camp, where, as we have reports, from people who are outside the camp because there is nothing leaving the camp. Sacred Stone Camp is a communications black hole. No communications leave the camp. The federal government has shut it down. The camp is besieged day and night, drones flying over it. And now there's a small plane also circling. And we know what those planes are, don't we? That thing is loaded down with equipment, with electronics, with communications equipment. They monitor every single thing that is said or done inside the camp. Why is the federal government... Why is the state of North Dakota so frightened of what's going on? Well, the short answer is this. Now, over 5,000 people from First Nations, all different tribes, clans, all across the country, from Florida and from Maine and from the Pacific Northwest and Southern California, tribal members are converging on Sacred Stone Camp, standing up in solidarity with their brothers and sisters and saying, no, that's enough. No more encroachment. No more theft on tribal land. This is reservation land. This is sacred land as well, with or without the reservations. This land belongs to us. We are going to stand here and defend it. This is mainly about water rights, and it could be said. And we will be speaking, I hope, today with Jonas Megram. He's one of on the communications team there at the camp. We don't know if he's going to be able to speak with us yet. If he's inside the camp, of course, he won't be able to. We get reports monitored out of the sacred stone. So that said, moving right along, there's a lot else happening here in the Pacific Northwest. The question is it too much to ask? Is it really too much to ask? The people who work at Hanford, who work on this and the tank farm, and are exposed constantly to amounts of radiation, which are way above. It's a very big difference between what's actually legal and what's medically appropriate. And they're sickened by the levels of radiation that they work around on a daily basis, and nothing is being done. It's bad enough to have to work there on a daily basis, but to be sickened by your work environment in such a very, very dangerous way. That's you just have to ask the question. And weather today, sunny, hot, highs around 96, and not much wind either. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 65, and northwest winds 5 to 13, and possibly gusting up to 20. Not good at all. Not good when you have dry conditions. And Friday, tomorrow, dawns sunny and hot, highs around 100, and the east wind 15 to 18, gusting up to 24. Ah, very, very bad, very bad. And therefore, tomorrow night, Friday night, it's going to be clear, lows around 66, and still it's going to be windy, east wind 8 to 13. That's the weather for us here in Cascadia. One thing that really does, no matter what your political views, no matter education, socioeconomic, what you do in life, weather is always there around us. It's one unifying element in a bewildering sea of factors and variables. So that said, we're going to go straight on to speak with Robert Craig. He's with Citizen Action Wisconsin. We've got news coming out of Wisconsin that it is important to know about right here and right now. The review of reporting by Governor Scott Walker's jobs agency by Citizen Action Wisconsin could verify absolutely, wait for it, zero job creation in or near Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood. Sherman Park neighborhood is made famous, of course, by again, another shooting, and again, civil unrest. The Citizen Action documented the statement on Tuesday. And we're going to speak right now with Robert Craig because he's there, and he can tell us what's actually happening. Good morning, Robert. Thanks for being with us again.
Great to be with you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome back. We haven't spoken for a while. This, of course, is a sad reason to be speaking again. And Sherman Park would not be on the news, probably, were it not for the events of the weekend. It's funny, isn't it, that Americans learn about geography through war. That would be foreign geography through war. And they learn about their own national geography through shootings. So that said, yeah, on the weekend, there was a degree of civil unrest in Milwaukee, Sherman, but what's the connection here between jobs and the events?
Well, soon after, of course, the civil unrest over the weekend, people started thinking about or talking about, and the media certainly did, about the economic circumstances of this neighborhood. And this is at the heart of Milwaukee's African-American community it used to be this area had the strongest and most vibrant African-American middle class in the country in the late 1970s, drawn here through the Great Migration by plentiful factory work. And it has now been entirely deindustrialized by global trade and bad global trade agreements, by completely unstrategic state and local economic policies. And so literally in this general area, more than half of African-American men of working age are not employed. And so Governor Walker's jobs agency, is a privatized jobs agency called the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, claims to be creating jobs all over the state. We've been critiquing it for quite some time as very unstrategic and simply giving corporations money with few strings attached. They claim on their map to have created jobs in Sherman Park neighborhood. We went to these locations and their residential neighborhoods, and it turns out these jobs actually were created in the suburbs and that they were falsely claiming to have created about 489 jobs in this area. Of course, that isn't nearly enough. They need tens of thousands of jobs in this area to really expand equal opportunity. But the fact that they would take credit for jobs that don't exist and where the pinpoints on the map direct you to residential areas with no factories in sight is really telling and worth thinking about when we think about why there is so much despair and so much anger in the Sherman Park neighborhood.
So, you have a list here. Salus Corporation and Novation Companies, Merge Healthcare, and so forth. So these are, they do exist, but not as they are purported to, not as they're claimed to exist. They're not doing
it. They exist out in the white suburbs, similar to the place where Donald Trump spoke this week when he spoke to African Americans from 35 miles away.
Yes.
In a mostly white suburb.
Yes, that was, it was good old Scott Walker. Scott Walker does seem to be a piece of work. So he's been making these spurious claims for some time. Why do we hear more about the claims of job creation? And it's so underreported. This is an Action Wisconsin is basically where you go to find out if these claims can be substantiated. The mass reporting from within Wisconsin under Scott Walker is truly atrocious. It puzzles me. How can as a national media appears to be in the pocket of few Republicans in this Wisconsin State House? Why is the reporting on the real conditions on the ground so shabby?
You know, there have been some more stories about the economic conditions in Milwaukee since the civil unrest. New York Times has done a little coverage. The local daily newspaper. But they tell some of the historical record of what's happened. But when you get to the question of what we could actually do, it's almost non-existent. There are stories that talk about church groups that have been able to find jobs for 10 people. And that's very good that those local churches are doing that. But we are talking about a situation where we need tens of thousands of jobs. We think there are 50 to 80,000 people in the city of Milwaukee who want to work and cannot find a job, let alone a family supporting job. And so it leads to devastation in these communities. And so it's not just a Wisconsin or a Milwaukee thing, though it's worse where we're under right-wing control, like here in Wisconsin. But nationally, neither party has been offering solutions to the scale of the problem. And it's only going to get worse when you think about automation and the development of robots. And then you think about the economic changes we have to make to avoid a global climate catastrophe. We should be putting people to work in order to work on green technology, energy efficiency, and try to prevent a climate catastrophe. We don't seem to have the political will to do it if we're coming from either party.
And yet the proof the urgency is all around us all the time. I wanted to ask you, we've got like two minutes left. I want to ask you again about this that $800 million in federal money for high-speed rail. So now this is gone. This left Sherman Park. It's left Wisconsin, not just Sherman Park. How can Governor Scott Walker justify losing that?
It's amazing. It's almost unprecedented in certainly 20th and 21st century American history that you have some right-wing Republicans who think it's good for the economy of a state to turn down a major federal investment. So the federal government was all set to build a high-speed train line that would connect Chicago, Milwaukee, and Madison, and it ultimately would have gone to the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Governor Walker put the kibosh on it and returned the money. There was a Spanish train manufacturer, Talgo, that was building a facility and starting to build trains right in the Sherman Park neighborhood where the civil unrest took place. And that closed and they left because the whole thing was canceled. In fact, it did build a couple new trains for the regular rail line between Chicago and Milwaukee. Walker and the Republicans wouldn't use them and mothballed them. So eventually they were sold off. So we're still using 35-year-old train sets between Milwaukee and Madison when new ones were built right in the Sherman Park neighborhood, and then they were sold to Michigan, I believe.
It's unbelievable. Thank you so much, Robert. We're fresh out of time. Citizen Action Wisconsin, that's the website to go to. You could. Yes. What is going on
and
in Wisconsin?
We're very active on Facebook as well. So
yes.
You can find Citizen Action Wisconsin on Facebook.
Yeah, and looking at Wisconsin is from time to time is a very, very good idea because it is the future. If we don't watch out. This is the Air Cascadia for Thursday, August 18, 2016. Engineering for us today is Rock Bergeron. Thanks for that, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AF News Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. And there's a lot more news that we didn't get to. So thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned next for Cover to Cover with Jack Foley.
This is Jack Foley. Today's show is about the movies. What does it mean to be an American?